discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
It really has been an amazing spring of new releases in CCM Music, and a fresh entry in the catalog of one of the most highly regarded bands out there has got to be one of the most welcome additions. With a brand new lead singer, Sanctus Real just released their new record, Changed, featuring the incredibly timely single, Confidence.
So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence.
We were blessed with the chance to go on the road with Chris Roman, Dustin Lally, and Mark Grohlman, the tremendous trio that makes up Sanctus Real. We get things underway by asking if slightly busy is a fair term to describe their lives since the album has released.
That's a great way to put
sure.
it. There's nothing wrong with being busy, that's for sure. And this season, man, this album is out finally, and we're so excited because it took about 2 years. The process was 2 years in the making of writing and recording. So that we thought that was busy, but yeah, now that it's out, man, we're just excited. People are finally able to hear it, and things are picking up.
And I'll be honest, when the record released, actually, we got to take a little breather. We did a tour in April, and we took a little bit of a breather, which was great because we had been really going to get the record finished, to get it finalized, and we had just worked out a deal with Provident to do distribution and publishing. And all of this stuff had to be figured out before the record release date. And when the record release date hit, we actually were able to take kind of a deep breath. And so we're just now getting back into where it's definitely going to start getting busier again, which is a great thing, really.
When we think of our favorite music being produced, you know, we imagine you in the studio with your glorious vocals and the majestic instrumentations. But what we don't realize maybe is the marathon nature of this. I mean, this is literally years in the making, isn't it?
Yeah, man, this record was 2 years. Took 2 years really to finish. We started writing, and kind of when you add a new singer, which is me, I should probably tell you that. there's a lot to figure out because there's a lot that goes into it. So it's personality and music taste and just the creative process even. And so we started writing almost as soon as I got in the band, and we did an EP, but then we had to get serious about doing a real full-length record, and it started 2 years ago. You know, I guess, honestly, I never thought it would take 2 years, but I'm glad it did. Because there was a lot of growing and there was a lot of learning and there was a lot of ups and downs. And I think us learning to take our time with it ultimately made a better record, one that we're really proud of.
There is this sort of beautiful parallel between this season of life that you guys have walked as men and as a band, and then the message of this record. I mean, is that too simplistic to say it that way?
No, I don't think so. This is Mark, the drummer of the band. I think, you know, probably on the surface, people's first assumption would be that we named the record Change just because we got a new lead singer. And obviously, that's a huge part of it. But there was so much life change going on just all around. You know, people probably don't necessarily realize just how drastically it changed everything when, you know, our old singer left the band. You know, we had been friends since high school and have done this band as Sanctus Real since 1996. So the amount of history that's there is incredible, really.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a drastic change, not just in, you know, the sound of the band, but just in our everyday lives. As a result of him leaving the band, and at first us not knowing necessarily what was going to happen, if the Lord was going to allow it to continue or wanted it to continue, or, you know, and if so, who is he going to bring into the fold to carry on the platform of the band? Without knowing any of that, it was all up in the air, and, you know, all sorts of other life changes happened in our personal lives as a result of that. You know, just finding other things to have to do for a bit to carry until we knew for sure what was going to happen with the band.
And, sure.
It's been a dramatic season. But even in the process of making the record, a lot of the, you know, Chris and Dustin did some co-writing with some various friends of ours in Nashville and whatnot. We worked with, four different producers, I think. And it was just a very interesting time because going through the process, writing the record and then recording and working with these producers, it was like everybody we were coming in contact was going through pretty dramatic life changes and crazy circumstances. It just seemed to be what life was serving up for everybody at the time. So just it made sense on a much broader scale other than just, you know, a vocalist change.
Understood. It's amazing how God worked that out. These are the gentlemen, by the way. If you're just tuning in and thinking, who are these pleasant-voiced gentlemen? Well, hey, this is Sanctus Real. It's Chris Roman, Dustin Lally, and Mark Grellman joining us today from the beautiful state of Ohio, I believe. I got that correct, right, guys?
That's correct.
We're 50 yards from Michigan, too. I just want you to know that because I'm from Michigan.
We don't like to advertise that.
The economic engine of America's heartland today, the gentleman of Sanctus Real on the road. And oh my word, I mean, the single Confidence taking over the airwaves right now. This is just such an amazing song. And this couple lines is tucked right at the beginning of the song. It says, I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to, but Lord, with your strength, I've got no excuse because broken people are exactly who you use. And I mean, we've all been there. That's a lyric that just jumped out at me, but maybe some folks might think as an award-winning band that you wouldn't be candidates to experience such feelings. That doesn't appear to be the case.
Well, I don't think anybody, it doesn't matter who they are now, I don't think anybody can get away from feelings of inadequacy at some point. I think some people mask it better than others.
Yeah.
But I do believe that it's a human trait to question ourselves all the time. And this song is a very important song for us for the season we were in, because what we were really praying for through this whole season, you know, it's when you kind of redo stuff and you're trying to put yourself back out there, it's so easy to get lost in all of the muck and the day-to-day stuff. And man, it was our intention this whole time. The only reason, and I'll speak for the other guys here too, the only reason when we sat down in the beginning and when they invited me into this process, the only reason we decided to keep this thing going was because we felt like there was such a ministry platform to be able to influence and love people. And it was very easy to lose sight of that, though, when you're going through the difficult day-to-day stuff. And this song is kind of a reminder even for us that this whole process, you know, that song's a prayer, the whole thing's a prayer, and the whole thing is about giving us faith and hope that's more than just ourselves, that sees things a bigger picture than just how we can benefit from it. And I think that serving God is such an amazing thing because we find so much value and worth in being a part of His family, but at the same time, it's you're supposed to live humbly as well, and so you have this juxtaposition. That's a big word. Sorry.
Oh, that's great. No, keep it up. That's beautiful.
and it's you have to live your life in this balance of a God confidence while serving others, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's something that I think all of us Christians should pray this prayer all the time, that to give us confidence to make it not about ourselves and be okay with it in a lot of ways. And that's been our journey through this whole process. And we're thrilled. We are hearing amazing things about this song and how it's being received across the country. And we're humbled. And honestly, we're all sitting here watching some of this happen thinking, well, I'll be honest, I didn't think it would happen. So thank you, Jesus.
You're in this such a unique position, right, where you're performing to hundreds and thousands of people night after night. And I'm sure it happens to you again and again. I mean, people will come up to you and say, I mean, guys, a song that you wrote, a song you performed, God used that to change my life. In that moment, do you ever grasp that moment somehow, or does it just blow you away every single time?
Man, that's a tough question. I think there's moments when you really don't expect it, and it really blows you away. I mean, there's different kinds of people that you can tell. Maybe for the listeners who don't listen to Christian music, maybe the ones that stumble upon it, when they tell you how much a song means to them and how they discovered the song or how it came to be, more often than not, those moments just feel like honest to goodness, just God moments, where you know that that song was written with a purpose, but for them, it's just a piece of their life now. And that kind of comes full circle in those moments where you think back about the struggle that maybe it was to continue on, and all the decisions that had to be made, and all the legwork, and they'll keep it about, about the heart of what you're trying to convey through all that. In those moments, I think you really do feel the weight of it, and it feels fresh. It feels like you're fulfilling your purpose, and I love it when people say that about a song. I think especially for those that say, I never listened to this kind of music, right? I never heard of your band, but I heard this song. Like, those moments for me are really, really special.
The gentlemen of Sanctus Real are with us. We've got the whole band with us today. This is just awesome. Joining us from Ohio, just yards away from the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, people can hear how great your personalities are. They can hear your entertainment value. So I want to give you a chance to show that off a little bit. We don't think of all the things that can go wrong in a show, right? Because you guys, you put these, you know, tremendous shows together. There's so many moving parts and so many things that can go wrong. So my question to you would be this, and I know it's kind of a tough question, but what is one of, or a few of, the goofiest things that you've ever seen happen at one of your live shows?
Well, I'll go ahead and start, because I know one of them's going to say this anyway. So, we had a show, I'm not sure how long after Dustin had joined the band, but we had gotten a new bass player, and this was his first show with us. Basically, long story short, about song and a half in, I started feeling like the room was closing in on me. I was up there playing drums and just was like running out of breath and just feeling like, oh my gosh, I really thought I was going to like pass out.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I just got really sick. And I literally, in the middle of the song, I had to stop playing, and I just kind of hopped off the drums and just didn't really know what to do, so I just walked off stage. and the guys were like completely confused, but the funny part was, you know, obviously we built up such great muscle memory, we'll call it.
Sure.
The guys just kept playing even though the drums stopped.
Wow. That's amazing.
They kept going, and yeah, I wandered off and just, you know, there was like a green room right at the side of the stage there, and I kind of wandered in there and just sat down, like, you know, waiting for the room to stop spinning. And Tyler, who is the new kid who's playing bass with us, comes in after a few minutes, like, are you okay? Like, I don't think so, but I mean, I'm better now. Yeah, I called my wife, turned out like everybody at my house started getting sick with the flu and whatnot.
Oh.
And I think I was showing some symptoms of that, and yeah, but so it was not a good situation, but it was okay in the long run. It was just really, really odd, awkward. I don't know what the crowd must have been thinking. They probably were more confused than we were.
I don't think the crowd was more confused than we were.
If we take it back to the beginning of the band, there was something that I hadn't realized that I ran across today. Which was fascinating to me. The first time that you guys did, and this would be way back in the, I'm guessing, the late 1990s, the first professionally recorded record that you guys did you actually take a couple of you telemarketing jobs to pay for the recording session?
I don't know if we've ever been asked that, but it is true. It is true that, you know, back in the day, there were a few guys in the band that had telemarketing jobs. We had various jobs, but two of the guys worked for an auto glass company, and they would do cold calls and try to get people to replace the cracked or chipped windshield. And whether or not any of that money was used to help make the record, I really don't know. But yeah, there was some odd jobs that we all had. I mean, we're talking early on, back in the day when we're just trying to make it. And yeah, I don't know how you found that or if you're just going off a hunch, but that's true.
That means a lot to me. Thank you for that. And thank you for the story as well. And then, so the first concert as well, I understand, in the back of a warehouse.
So Chris's dad is a commercial photographer here in town. In fact, he would never own up to it, but he's probably the best in this area of the country. He's really good. He's got this big warehouse facility that it's where we've always done our rehearsing and stuff. And he's allowed us to store all of our junk in there and make way too much mess. But yeah, our first concert ever was in the back of that warehouse thing. Mm. We got about, I don't know, 15 to 20 of our friends and ordered them all pizza and got them to stick around and listen to a few songs. It was awesome.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, the latest album is called Changed. The song that's on radio all across the country is called Confidence, the Gentleman of Sanctus Reel. And guys, if somebody's tuning in today and they want to learn more about you and they want to follow the great music, what are the best internet platforms to follow you on, guys?
Well, our website's pretty awesome.
You have the internet.
Yes.
Yes, please visit sanctusreel.com.
Okay.
Sanctusreel.com, and we're on Facebook. We do all the social meds, as we like to call them, social media gurus here. So, yeah, please. The new album's everywhere. You can buy it in stores. You can listen to it online, however you choose to consume music these days. All the info is at sanctusreel.com.
Well, it really was a pleasure to talk to all three of you together. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, and thanks for what you guys do. I mean, you guys are a blessing to so many of us. The new song, I know, has spoken to me and so many of us listening today. So thank you so much, guys. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I can face my giants with confidence. Yeah! Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence. I'll face my giants with confidence.
The parade of great new music continues this spring with a new record from our Canadian friends of Hawk Nelson. Their latest album is Miracles and features the title track He Still Does Miracles. John Steingard is the lead singer and guitarist of the celebrated group, and he explains that the word marathon pretty well describes Hawk Nelson's journey to their newest music.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. Especially like on our last album, Diamonds, we had a number of songs that seemed to really resonate well with people, and that's obviously what you want as a band, so we were thrilled about that. But with that comes expectations for the next album, and so I think that pressure kind of added some time to our timeline, you know, kind of just made us think a little bit more deeply about like what we were singing about and you know, exactly what the album was going to sound like. So it just took a little longer, and you're right. It was a bit of a marathon.
Hmm. Understood. Well, I'm glad you finished it. It sure sounds great. Thanks for finishing.
Thank you.
Anytime. You know, we don't talk a lot about miracles these days, even in conversation, I think, among people of faith. Why is that the subject matter that you went with at the heart of the single and the record?
Well, I think we look back over the course of our time as a band and just felt like both in our lives as a band and in our personal lives that just God had just been constantly intervening in our lives. And we think about miracles sometimes as being this like this one moment of miraculous change. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I feel like God works in this sort of like drip, drip, drip of gradual intervention, you know, tiny little subtle ways that he shows up in our lives. And that's what I've seen in my life. And that's what I've seen in our time as a band. And I think we just wanted to remind people that God is not just a God of our past or a God that we read about in stories, but he's present in our lives and working still, you know.
You know, as part of that, it was interesting to read about. I can't resist asking you about this because the movie I Can Only Imagine obviously has been taking over America this spring, and it's become something of a Bart Millard Palooza, right? And he actually played a pretty key role in the life of the band. A conversation with him is actually what convinced you to become the lead singer, right?
Yeah. Our old singer Jason was leaving the band, and we felt like the band was probably over, but Bart encouraged us to explore other avenues of what the band could sound like and sing about, and encouraged me to step up as the singer. And so the rest is history.
That's a great story. We love Canada. I mean, what can we say? There's just so much to love about Canada. As a Canadian yourself, can you take us back a little bit and sketch out some of the early journey to music in the land of maples?
We were all in other bands, everyone in Hawk, and just sort of gradually everyone else got like real jobs. And we were the ones almost left holding the hot potato. We're like, well, I guess we're in a band together. And so we ended up coming down to the U.S., starting to play shows down here in like 2004. And really felt welcomed here. And so, as time went on, we felt more and more at home in the U.S. And so I live here in San Diego now. So my wife is from San Diego, so my wife's American. My kids are American. I'm surrounded by Americans. So I feel probably a little bit more American every day.
Do you actually have dual citizenship yourself?
I don't yet. I have a green card, so I'm a legal permanent resident in the U.S.
Congrats.
But I think I will probably get my citizenship next year.
That's tremendous. Well, how about the faith journey? I mean, has faith always been a component of this for you from a young age, or was it something that was discovered along the path of life?
Well, for me, I mean, I'm a pastor's kid, so I grew up going to church. And definitely for me, my journey with God has been a lot of sort of unlearning. Like, I feel like a lot of the things that I learned growing up, maybe I put emphasis on the wrong things, and I felt like you had to, you know, being a quote unquote good Christian meant doing this, this, and this, and not doing this, this, and this. And like, the reality is, like, whether we're a Christian or not, or whether we're quote unquote a good Christian, has nothing to do with our behavior. It's how deeply we are in touch with our need for Jesus, you know, and how deeply we walk in that. And I feel like when we remember and hold on to how much we need Jesus and how loved we are by him, it begins to change a lot of the other things in our lives that maybe the church, you know, emphasizes too much, you know, like, oh, don't do this, don't do this, do this, do this, do this. I think a lot of those things are things that'll come out of us more naturally as we, you know, get more in touch with our need for Jesus and how much we need grace. And I think that when we remember that we need grace, it gives us so much more grace for each other.
Well, we love the new music, man. Thanks so much for running the marathon to make it, and thanks for taking some time to share with us today. I know you're busy, man. We'll let you get back to it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, dude. It's nice chatting with you.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.